Thank you. classic fusion there with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, with the great John McLaughlin on guitar. And the range of music here on Voyage over the years has just explored the whole history of the jazz world and its eras and its styles, and that's what I have been allowed to have the privilege of doing that on a weekly basis here. And that's the story at CKUW. The question I have to ask, and I frequently do, and I want you to think about, what would happen if we weren't here? I mean, there'd be a hole in the dial, I suppose. The world wouldn't end if there was no CKUW. But what would you miss? What would the community miss? What would you do, and not just in the jazz area, but what would you do without us to find out new and exciting new things in the area that you are interested in, whether that's music, whether it's a social comment on world issues, on what would you do? This is the spoken word station or programs that we have dig down behind the 30-second sound bite or the 15-second video on the news and get down to where things are really happening. We provide that opportunity through a lot of our spoken words programs, both the ones that reflect the national and international scene and ones that reflect the local scene as an alternative to the more commercialized approach to news and to music. What would you do if we weren't here? Where would you get all your information that you really enjoy getting? That isn't PAP. It isn't pre-programmed. It isn't put together by an AI source somewhere deciding what playlist you should hear in the next couple of hours on a music program, because that's what they're being paid to tout that week. What would you do? My guess is that for many people, even if you only listen to the station on a sporadic basis, you would miss it. It would leave a hole. It would leave a hole that is important for the community to have the variety and the diversity of a community station, along with the. I'm not knocking other attempts at radio to make a living and to make a point in the community. But this one is unique. A community station with no hooks, no ads, nobody telling what they have to do, no other commitments other than the integrity of the host putting together the program, and you have a right to expect that that is going to be upheld throughout the whole day and throughout the whole week. We provide that for you. We listen to our listeners as well as our listeners listening to us, and we modify and we make things different. What would you do if we weren't here? Phone 774-6877 and prove that you think that you would lose something if we weren't here. You could make a difference if you phone that number, and you can help us meet our goal. I've been happy to point out some of the folks who have donated on this show up to now. But that phone has gone real quiet. And I would like someone to change that quiet into some sound. If you are toying with the idea of making a donation, now is the time. If, in fact, though, you're traveling in your car, then don't pick up the phone. And no, don't do that. Wait till you can park it or get home or get to the office or get where you're going, and then phone. We don't want you to get in trouble with the law by trying to use your phone in the car. But there's ways to do that. Doesn't have to be this instant. Doesn't have to be this hour. Our fund drive goes on till the end of the next week. And that's important for you to know, right through to the 21st. So it's important that you take the time. Talk to your friends. If you know people who have been involved with CKUW, ask them what they're doing this year. If you are, in fact, someone who has contributed and knows a bit about CKUW, you talk to your friends and ask them the question, what would they do if we weren't here? How would they find out what's going on? In this case, in the world of jazz, and without trying to be in any way conceited, I would say that there are very few programs across the country and community stations that have an opportunity to play the incredible range of brand new jazz that I do without anybody telling me that I have to do it. I do it on putting together my own shows. And for better or worse, it's what you get, but I'm also open to suggestions and to requests and all that sort of stuff. What would you do if we weren't here? Think about that. I'm going to play some more music, and I'm going back again classically, but a very different sound from the fusion that you just heard. Pianist Chick Corea, who died a few years ago, paired up with vibraphonist Gary Burton for many years, and they were extraordinary together. They performed, I saw them performing here many years ago as a great duet, and my friend who was at that concert, who was a professional musician, shook his head and said, these guys have been to the crossroads at midnight. They've sold their soul to something. They are one mind. It's unbelievable that they can play that way together. They had that thing. I'm going to play a track from Chick Corea and Gary Burton that is called La Fiesta. It runs for about 10 minutes or so, and it's one of their classics. Here's Chick Corea and Gary Burton, La Fiesta. Thank you. There you go. You got a twofer of La Fiesta with the first one, the better known composer and perhaps musician associated with that tune, Chick Corea, along with vibraphonist Gary Burton, classic pair there. And then the Woody Herman Band from their album called Giant Steps, doing a smoking version of the same track. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's Fun Drive time here at CKUW. And the phone has been sort of quite quiet at 774-6877. But we would love to hear it ring. Yes, it rang while the music was playing. And I can give you an update now. A little bit of an update from Gary for a very generous donation, and for Brian Hyde Smith, who has been a longtime fan of the station, and has made comments and have spoken to him on the phone a number of times, communicated through email now and then, He's a very fine. He really appreciates the diversity of the program. So I thank Brian and I thank Gary, and CKUW and my friend Colin. You can always count on Colin to come through whenever and however he can over the years. A great, great booster and worker here, and has filled in for this show now and then when I couldn't do it myself. So, Colin, thank you for that. A very nice way of saying thank you. And it would bring our total to, let me do the math here. 32. That brings it close to $800 for the show total, for my show total to this morning, and I'm very much appreciative of that. And as of 11:30, the station goal, which is 60,000, was just about. Well, almost a quarter of the way there. It's $14,654 at 11:30. It wouldn't it be nice to get to at least the quarter way by the end of this program, if that's possible? But you've got to make the decision to go to 774-6877 and make your donation. I have talked a little bit about what we accomplish here, but just a word or two about what we do with the money. I don't want to get into a lot of detail there, and it's probably not too sexy to talk about the fact that a CD player needs replacement or something. But let me say this to you. I bet there's not anybody out there. At some point, your computer, your television, your iPad, your whatever has needed repairs or has stopped working. I guarantee that's happened to you out there, as it has to me and everybody else who has anything to do with electronics. Now consider that this station is operated 24/7. All the equipment is in use 24/7 from a number of different people. It is incredibly heavy use. Even at commercial level stuff, things are going to go wrong with the equipment. It just has to happen. So we need to make sure that we are able to handle those sorts of things. When things happen at our transmitter, for example, we need to be able to handle that as well, as we desperately did. And Rob Schmidt was out there, I'm sure, with the techies, trying to get the radio station back on air after the transmitter crashed on the weekend. All those sorts of things, they take money. The other thing is that over the years, as we have developed, when we all first started here almost 26 years ago, there were not a lot of outreach capacity. Now we have the equipment that allows us to do isolated broadcasts, satellite broadcasts. We can interview people all over the place. We can do things that in the community we were not able to do anymore before. But that means that we need to be able to continue to do that by getting your assistance with this show, so that and this program and this station, so that we can continue to do that, to reach out, to have the equipment that we need, both the equipment that I'm looking at and using every time I come, and so do all the other hosts here, as well as the equipment that is used, that people pick up when they know they're doing a remote, or they're doing going out to an event, or hooking up with a community organization. Those sorts of things all take money. We have a very small number of paid staff, if you will. There are things that need to be looked after, of course, and that does mean that there are a few people who actually have a salary here. But as I mentioned earlier, you get a lot of bang for your buck, and I think that now we would like you to participate with that bang. 774-6877, and I think that it would be – now is a good time. It's drifting along. It's about 2012 now, and I'm debating as to at what point I throw in a bit of sort of off the wall stuff. Colin, brace yourself. Darlene Edwards is somewhere in the background, warming up. So to speak. But I'm not going to play her right away. I just want to make you aware of the fact that this fund drive is not frivolous, even though I might get frivolous in a while. It's serious. This year, especially with the, I mentioned with the impact of university budgets across the country being savaged, and the trickle down from that for this station is 20 grand less than we normally would get from the UW, and it's not their fault. In effect, if I have some knowledge of what it takes to put this university's budget together, frankly, and I'm sure they're having fits trying to make sure that they can get as much done with the diminished revenue that they're facing this year. So we don't want diminished revenue at our fund drive. We need you to phone 774-6877 and make your contribution. There are music to my ears. I just heard the phone ring. I'm going to play some music now. I've been playing some classic earlier stuff. I'm now going to play some stuff that's from today or from the current scene. One of my favorite albums last year was by pianist D.D. Jackson, called The Poetry Project, where he took Canadian poets' works and composed music around the topic and the style of the poem. So I'm going to play a set, actually, which I haven't, this is a really interesting set of poems with the music composed by D.D., who I interviewed I had a lovely interview with him on this show about this project and about how he put it together. He is a remarkably fine talent. And as a matter of fact, I'm playing three tracks, and on the last one, he's the vocalist. And my goodness, he has a voice as well, a singing voice as well as his other pianistic and compositional skills. Here's D.D. Jackson from The Poetry Project with three tracks, starting with something called Mavity Street.
When moonlight stole like guilty cats in summer on the air, I kissed your lips on Mavity Street and tousled your starlit hair. Grave windows on the darkened rows, the abandoned dairy shell, off the grimy prose of life and wished two lovers away. The old man in the balcony hall looked up from losing hands. My love, I pledged on Mavity Street. heart than head or glance. More heart than head or glance. Your tiny flat was heaven's realm. The roof leaked sylvan streams. But you and me together there was daylight to
soldiers' boots, black potatoes, spring mud, the sound. Shh. The crack of laughter in the black wound of a soldier's open mouth. The black eye of the gun against my blue eye. The dark, cold basement in Bukovina.
eyelid descends, a shroud for the eyeball, and my ears wait for the crack of the gun and the whoosh of my eye out of the back of my head. Soldiers open mouths, and the sky breaks into yellow storm clouds, vile vomit, mucus, blood, the flesh smelling earth sprayed in my face, and once again I am not dead like the others who are. The dark, cold basement in Bukovina. Black wound of the soldier's open mouth, and the sky breaks into yellow storm clouds, vile vomit, mucus, blood, the flesh smelling earth sprayed in my face, and once again I am not dead like the others who are. The dark, cold basement in Bukovina. Sky, and you're gone. My architect's wings insufficient to hold you. If I trip on the wind, melt down this calculated freedom. Teach me simple arithmetic, a murmur in the sky, and you're architect's wings insufficient to hold you. If I trip on the wind, melt down this calculated freedom.
teach me simple arithmetic. Take me beyond the island I have become. Remember me to the mainland. Carry the feathers I lost to you back to a time before the sun. Show me again how to love the earth. A murmur in the sky. Architect's wings insufficient to hold you. If I trip on the wind, melt down this calculated freedom. Teach me.
D.D. Jackson, an incredibly talented person, is Canadian, but basically lives in the States a lot of the time now, has done compositional work for TV shows, movies, whatever, as well as having great jazz chops and compositional skills. And as I mentioned that last track, he can sing beautifully as well. And having spoken to him on air, if you heard that show, he's just a purely fine man and has all sorts of talents. And that was one of my favorite albums from last year, The Poetry Project. And this is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and we're really pushing the need for our money to keep going, and it is our annual fund drive. And I just had an absolutely glorious gift handed to me. Michael has been talking on the phone and handed me a little piece of paper that said that Brad had just donated $700. Mercy. That means that my show goal is well within possibilities now, and the station goal is over 15,000, and that's a wonderful thing to have accomplished, and we just need to keep going on our way. Brad, thank you so much for your incredible generosity there, and I'll work on the total for my show while the next piece of music is playing, but it I'm not at 2,000 yet, but I'm getting closer. So my show goal is 2,000. But keep in mind, I got 2 weeks. So I don't know if that's 2,000. I don't know. I have to ask Rob. Maybe that's 2,000 a week I'm supposed to get. I don't know, but that'd be nice. But in the meantime, it'll be what it is. So we need you to phone 774-6877 and declare your interest and your affection for this station, as Brad just did. It doesn't have to be at that level, although that would be nice. But Brad, I really can't thank you enough. And for anybody, I've mentioned before, when I was a kid, and it must be a Scottish expression or something, my mother used to always say, "Many a mickle makes a muckle." And as a kid, I wondered, what the heck does that mean? But I think what the old expression is, every little bit helps, is sort of what that expression is in old Scottish, maybe. That's what we believe here as well. Many a mickle makes a muckle. So if you've got a mickle out there, toss in your mickle and it'll make a muckle. But you got to phone 774-6877 to do that. And believe me, every little bit does help. It doesn't have to be a big